Federal officials want to encourage better diets for the poor, for families that depend on a federal food program. 7 million people depend on the program for women, infants, and children, or WIC. NPR's Rachel Jones reports on how that program is changing.
WIC supplements the diets of nearly half the babies born in America, a fourth of preschoolers, and their moms in centers like this one at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C.
Does a mom have to eat certain foods to make milk?
No.
Lactation consultant Barbara Haney Coca sits in a circle of four moms, three babies, and one dad in a small conference room. She's leading a discussion about some of the myths around breastfeeding, like the one that says eating spicy food can harm your baby.
Well, that's not true. You know, actually, women breastfeed all over the world, and women eat all sorts of foods all over the world. You know, there's a lot of spicy eating cultures out there, and they breastfeed and do perfectly well. So
28-year-old LaVon Butler sits next to Haney Coca. Her 8-week-old son, Lamar, is a tiny blue bundle draped over her lap. Butler has been in WIC for about a month. She says the class helped support her decision to breastfeed Lamar.
I'm just really concerned about health and him growing and, you know, how he's going to learn, and breastfeeding also helps develop the mind. I don't want him to have a lot of sicknesses, and it also helps.
More than 5,000 women and their children receive monthly vouchers at the hospital's WIC clinic. Women can use those vouchers to buy specific amounts of items like vegetable juices and cheese, dried beans and milk, infant formula and cereal. Nationwide, some WIC offices arrange for moms to buy produce at local farmers markets. But the way the program operates now, only breastfeeding moms can use their coupons to buy a vegetable, and the only one they can buy is carrots. Department of Agriculture officials realized the program was out of step with the latest nutritional research, so they asked an expert panel to revamp WIC, with one small catch.
We not only were told that it couldn't cost much more money, we were told it couldn't cost any more money.
Suzanne Murphy is a research director at the University of Hawaii, Honolulu. She led the review of WIC done by the Institute of Medicine, part of the National Academy of Sciences. Murphy says her committee's recommendations had to stay within WIC's current $3 billion budget. That meant researchers had to make changes without cutting calories for women and children. Murphy says the best way to do that would be to introduce more fruits and vegetables.
By adding a cash coupon for about $10 of fruits and vegetables every month to the packages for the women and about $8 for the children, we think we can increase fruit and vegetable consumption considerably.
There would be less high cholesterol eggs and fatty cheese in the new WIC vouchers. Moms could choose whole grain breads, cereals, and canned beans. And breastfeeding moms could also buy processed fruit, vegetable, and meat baby foods for babies older than 6 months. There's already reason to believe that it could lead to healthier diets for WIC mothers and children.
So I think that's it.
Just after her breastfeeding class at Children's National Medical Center ends, LaVon Butler says WIC has already changed the way she eats.
Carrots and beans, that's something that I would go to the store and say, hey, you know, I would rather go to McDonald's. By being in the program, it actually does help me to buy the things that I really need.
That's the kind of attitude WIC wants to see more of among women who not only nurture, but influence eating behaviors of half of America's children. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.